Correction. In a previous online version of this story, and in the print edition, in the third paragraph quote, the word, bag, was misheard and misreported as the word, bake. We apologize for the error and any inconvenience it may have caused. CZ Athabasca. The operators of Athabasca's food bank are serious about expansion and have already started fundraising to support the effort. Good Samaritan Mission Food Bank President Carrie Daniels and Treasurer Lois Yucatil visited Athabasca Town Council April 19 to describe some of the most needed facility upgrades of which they are most in need as they struggle to keep up with growing demand, and to request a financial contribution of $10,000 toward the project. We badly need it due to going through COVID and stuff, Daniels said. We need a water system, bathroom and the kitchen area to bag things properly, and to keep things sanitary. And so, we have been raising funds, we've raised $50,000 so far, and we're looking at getting grants, but we came here today to ask for financial support from you guys, if you are able to do that for us. Food bank volunteers, up to 35 of them, sort and bag up to 300,000 pounds of food and hygiene products every month, buying in bulk, and distributing to people not only in the Athabasca region, but far into the MD of Opportunity, MD of Lesser Slave River and Lac La Biche County, and points beyond. As such, warehouse space is also at a premium and is on the list for expansion. We only have a certain area to build the hampers and stuff, and the bagging area really needs to be in a different area, properly done, away from everything else, said Daniels. So, we are just going to build a kitchen right onto it to bake things properly, to keep it clean and sanitary and have water. The bathrooms both need waterworks put in and stuff, to do it properly. So that's kind of where we're at right now. Daniel said they are hoping to raise $190,000 toward the project, with a matching contribution from the Alberta government. Continuous support from the community and donors like ALPAC, who recently donated $10,000 of its own to the project, has put them well on their way. They constantly have supported us over the years, said Yucatil. On top of the financial contribution, Daniels also requested a letter of support to include in a grant application for the Community Facilities Enhancement Grant, which council approved full-heartedly. The dollars did not come quite so easily, with council agreeing to follow Athabasca County's lead, as the facility is located within county boundaries, about 10 kilometers north of Athabasca. The food bank currently has 2,500 families registered, again, from across the greater region. Town. Sarah Grayling thanked them for their focused efforts but asked if the group, considering its intake area, had approached any other municipalities for financial support yet. Daniels replied the town was the first, but they are seeking an audience with Athabasca County Council as well. Town. Dave Paholik wondered whether the facility was doing too much, considering the general financial climate, and whether scaling down the operation to focus on specific aid for people would be more helpful. Have you considered not being as generous with your time and limiting it to specifics? If you don't get this money, it sounds like it's going to be difficult to actually go ahead with the project. It's a considerable amount of money, maybe you've taken on too much for one group of people, he said. Later in the meeting, council further discussed the request with Cowan. Ida Edwards saying she considers the support of the community to any project as a large determining factor in decisions like these, and while that support appears to be strong in the community, she was wary about setting a precedent. I definitely would like to provide support in some way, said Grayling. Is it best that we're putting taxpayers' dollars into private land? I'm not sure. Council decided to defer a decision until after an upcoming tri-council meeting with the county and village of Boyle. CZ Wick at athabasca.greatwest.ca